It was interesting because that same survey, we asked women to give us the details of what their life was like as a woman with metastatic breast cancer. And one of the things that we noticed was that, and really it involves the oncology office a lot. They seem like they almost live there. I mean, particularly if they're getting chemotherapy, but even not, I mean, getting monthly bisphosphonates, getting blood work, right, getting tests. It was amazing how much time they ended up actually spending. Some of them liked it. I mean, they got social support there, but a lot of them, it was really getting back to your point about younger women with families, et cetera. It was an imposition. And, you know, that also brings up what we were talking about before with nab-paclitaxel, because that has a shorter infusion time. So they get out of the office a little bit quicker. But I guess it gets back to your point about individualizing it based on the woman's needs and lifestyle.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. We did hear a lot about the social support. When their adjuvant therapy ended, many patients said that this is going to be a difficult time because I won't have that day-to-day or that week-to-week kind of support. And so for some patients, going back to the fulvestrant, they didn't mind going back for that once-a-month sort of social time to right. be able to have that one-on-one or at least that face-to-face contact with their oncology team. And for others, if their lives are extremely busy, then they would prefer the pills on a day-to-day basis. So it is that targeting.
It does seem like there's a subset of women with breast cancer who really get a lot out of the oncology office, whether it's their nurse or the receptionist or the doctor or whatever, that I'd be like trying to stay away from there as much as I hate even going to doctor's offices. But I guess there are other people who have their needs met by being in that kind of a situation.
I think so. They don't feel like they have to explain themselves all over again.
Right.
And in one sense, too, the experience of cancer is normalized for them. You know, they're there with a team. They see their oncology care providers, their doctors, their nurses, the oncologists, and they don't have to say who they are.
As you know, we interview patients for our nursing audio program. We've interviewed quite a few. I remember this woman who, amazing story, she has metastatic disease. I've talked to a number of people who had this kind of viewpoint, and incredibly, she's been on Herceptin for 8 years. You know, she's one of these people. It happens. You know, it's not every day, obviously. And she's gotten to a point where she looks forward to it, and one of the reasons is to be able to give back, is to be able to talk to the people who are scared out of their mind and say, hey, I've been coming in here for 8 years, and I'm doing fine. So it's interesting how, you know, being in this situation changes your perspective a lot.
Absolutely does. And there is nothing like someone who's been there to share their experiences. And one of the things that I found, particularly with newly diagnosed patients, is they do want to talk to someone and hear that firsthand experience of someone else who's been there. And even, for example, in my institution at the university, there is a network of support for those who are newly diagnosed, staff, faculty, students, etc. And we have this network. And it is tremendously, tremendously helpful to hear that firsthand experience and to know that someone has been out there with this disease, with metastatic disease for 8 years. That adds so much hope to many people in terms of their own perspective and in their lives.